Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Aaliyah. Merry Christmas and a very wonderful new year. I am extremely happy to be talking with you. I'm very happy to be used by God to talk to you. And I want to thank all the listeners for listening and archiving the show. I want to let you know that you are important. You were born for a purpose, for the purpose of God. You were born for Him, to Him, and of Him. You matter. And I wanted to let you know, it's Christmas, it's Christmas Eve, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to let you know that I know this can be a hard time for a lot of people, and it doesn't have to be. I wanted to let you know that I'm supporting you, that I love you. And if you need anything, you have a best friend that's always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. His name is Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. If you're feeling alone, if you're feeling disconnected from God, all you have to do is open up the Word of God, the Bible. I prefer the King James Version. However, if you prefer another version, it's totally cool. Open up the Bible. If you need a Bible, you can email me at alea@personalhearts.org. You could send me something in the mail, or you could message me or go on my Facebook page and let me know that you need a Bible, and I would be happy to mail one to you free of charge. I just want to let you know that it's going to be okay. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. It's going to be okay. It really is. It really, really is. Just give it all to Jesus. Pour it into His hands. And let Him do with what He wants to do. I guarantee you, when you give it to Jesus, He is going to make it all right. It's going to work out, whatever it is. It's all going to work out. And I'm going to tell you what to say. You say, and it's very simple, make sure that you repent of any anger or strife or any unknown or known sins, just to make sure that you're clean on the inside. Repentance makes us spiritually clean, washed with the blood of Jesus. And just say, Father, I'm lost in this situation. I need You. Help me. Make this situation right. That's all you have to say. Make sure you pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Father, make this situation right. If it's child support, if it's visitation rights, if it has to do with molestation, thievery, anything, murder, anything, God will make it right. And just trust whatever comes after you say that prayer, that it will be made right. Because that's Jesus working in your situation. Praise God. Thank You, Holy Spirit. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're listening and you allow me to minister in your life through the Holy Spirit by God the Father, who's my Father, my love, and through the power and authority of Jesus Christ, my Savior and King and Groom. So I want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's Eve. I love all of you. And this show is going to be titled, How to Be Led by the Holy Spirit. Before we get into the show, I want to play this song for you. It's going to be a little bit of a Christmas song, but hope you're okay with that. Okay, this song is called Even Me, Lord, and I'll be right back. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Praise to his holy name. Even me, Lord. That was a little bit longer song than I usually play, but it is so anointed, and it goes with what we're going to be talking about today, which is to be led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is leading me to say, for legal purposes and for new listeners, Personal Hearts is a 501c3 recognized by the IRS in good standing. So your gifts to this ministry is tax deductible. And also, I myself am an ordained minister, and I'm also a doctoral student. So I have experience in the Word of God. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why God has led me to do this show. I've been ordained by my local church and by also another ministry. So just for legal purposes, I had to say that, and that is that. So now we're going to get into the crux of our show and what our show is about. When you say, even me, Lord, what are you saying? You're saying, Lord, I want to be used by you. Jesus, the Father said, well, actually, it was Jesus. Who will go for us? Who will go for us? I will, Lord. I will go. And so when you say that prayer, you are initializing the Holy Spirit to operate in your life. Because when Jesus was here on the earth, the Word of God says that Jesus was God. He is God. He was God in the flesh. When he was on the earth, he was here. There was, the Holy Spirit was not on the earth. When Jesus was going to the cross, he said, I'm going to leave now, but I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you comfortless. I will give you a comforter, and his name is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus called him the Comforter. And so Jesus is now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. This is what the Word of God says. If you want to stay out of trouble, if you want to stay true, if you want to stay, the Holy Spirit is going to say, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you want to stay straight, walking on the narrow road, stay with what the Word of God says. If it's not in the Word of God, if someone comes bringing in another gospel, the Bible says do not let that person even in your home. That's how serious it is. That's how fast a person can be contaminated. So if you want to stay on the narrow path, stay in the Word of God. And just keep it that simple. You don't have to research what the devil is doing in his kingdom. If you're in spiritual warfare, which we all are, pray in the Holy Spirit. That's your protection. Praying in other tongues, that's your protection. Pray in the Spirit. The more you get closer to Jesus, the more you'll know. You don't need to know about what the kingdom of the devil is doing. He's already defeated. We can never, ever, ever get too close to God. Draw closer to him. Know more about his kingdom, not what the devil is doing in his kingdom. Because the more you want to learn about him, the more you glorify him. Glorify God by getting to know who he is. And getting to know who God is by worshiping him through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is on the earth. Jesus is not on the earth. He works through the Holy Spirit. So when you say, Father, I want you to use me. I want you to use me. I want you to send me to the nations. And Jesus says, well, your neighbor needs to get saved. That's the nation. In today's technology, the world is our neighbor. And so the Bible instructs us to love our neighbor as ourselves. So loving your neighbor is loving the nation. send me, Lord, to the nations. He's asking, you're asking him, and he's telling you, your neighbor is right next door. So being led by the Holy Spirit, the first step is knowing the Holy Spirit. Who is he? He is the third head in the Trinity. He's the third person in the Godhead. The best way to know about the Holy Spirit is, of course, reading God's Word and becoming closer to Jesus. Because when we are born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit is always going to direct you to the Word of God. That's the second step. So the first step to know about the Holy Spirit is to read the Word of God, because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. So if Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, Jesus knows the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the Spirit of God, who came from God. So that's the first step. The second step is the Holy Spirit operates by the Word of God. If you have a thought or an inkling to tell you to go and cause strife, cause bloodshed, spread gossip, slander, that's opposite of the Holy Spirit's nature. So the Holy Spirit is always going to lead you to the Word of God. The Word of God is the Holy Spirit's anchor. He's going to instruct you within the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to Jesus. That's his job. The Holy Spirit will lead you to be closer to Jesus, to keep you healthy, to keep you safe, to keep you grounded in the Word of God. And the third thing is the Holy Spirit has 9 gifts. It's called the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And here they are: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. I'll say that again. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness, long-suffering, and patience. I know I didn't say them in the exact order that I said them the first time, but those are his gifts. And he operates through those gifts. And if you need any of those gifts, ask, Father, I thank you that I cultivate patience, and Holy Spirit, help me in the fruit of patience. Help me to develop patience. Help me in my walk with patience in the name of Jesus. So the first step in being led by the Holy Spirit is to know the Word of God, because the Word of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God, and he has given us the Holy Spirit. So if Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit, the first step in knowing who the Holy Spirit is knowing about him, reading about him, and that's in the New Testament scriptures. The second step in knowing how to be led by the Holy Spirit is to know your authority in Christ. Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is he? How can I be led by him? And the third step in knowing the Holy Spirit is to know what his makeup is, his characteristics. The Holy Spirit leads us through the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and long-suffering. So that's how you can be led by the Holy Spirit. And then the fourth step in being led by the Holy Spirit is love. Love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love encompasses all the law, Jesus says, is to love thy neighbor. So one, reading the Word of God, knowing who Jesus is. Two, knowing why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Three, knowing the character of the Holy Spirit. And four, love. The gifts of the Spirit operate through love. The Holy Spirit, as Jesus is to us, wisdom and knowledge. Knowing the Holy Spirit is knowing Jesus Christ. Do you see, saints, that Jesus is the answer to everything? So someone might say, I need to know the Holy Spirit. I need to know who He is. Know Jesus. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. And you know when you have, the Holy Spirit has a distinctive voice. I've heard the Holy Spirit's voice, and it's distinctive. And when you become closer to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will manifest Himself to you. He is a person. Be careful. Be very, very careful not to say anything against the Holy Spirit. Or the Bible says not to swear in anything in heaven and earth, beneath the earth or under the earth. Be very careful, because the Bible says that a person who blasphemes the Holy Spirit, it's unforgivable. That's what the Bible says. And I know there are a lot of texts and theologians that say otherwise. But remember, stay on the narrow path is to stick with the Word of God. Stick by the rules. Stick by the kingdom of God. We're going to take a short praise and worship break. And this is another Christmas song, and it's called Born to Die. I'll be right back, saints. Thank you.
As we gather round the Christmas tree, full of gifts and light, we kiss and hug, we're warm and snug. What a lovely sight. But in all the celebration, we've forgotten why He came, so that we could live abundantly without guilt or shame.
God bless you, beautiful and wonderful saints of God. Thank you for listening today. I want to wish all of you a beautiful Merry Christmas. A friendly reminder, our next show will be in the new year. Happy, happy new year. If you need a Bible, don't fear. Contact me. I will send you a Bible free of charge. No charge to you. And remember, the number one point in being led by the Holy Spirit and listening to His voice is being led to the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer to everything. So being led by the Holy Spirit is being led to Jesus Christ. And by knowing Jesus Christ, by knowing the Bible, we can be led by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, as a born-again Christian, already lives on the inside of you, waiting and willing and loving to lead you in all wisdom, knowledge, and love in this life. I love you. You guys are so blessed and beautiful and healed in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful new year. God bless you.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return.